Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, April the 4th of 2015, and the time is 12 noon, the Central Time, 4-4-2015. As always, my brothers and my sisters, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. And I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we have a very, 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 very important topic. This one is off the chain. And I mean, they all are good, but this one is very good. Now, today we're talking about spiritual vision. Now, when I say spiritual vision, 2020 spiritual vision is the goal. Now, brothers and sisters, 2020 spiritual vision, how do you get it? Everybody listening to this show should have 2020 spiritual vision. But the problem is we don't want to develop that spiritual vision. And so we don't understand the process by which to develop spiritual vision. And so therefore we end up with is what is called an orphan spirit. Now, I've talked to a lot of people And people ask me all the time, Brother Will, how do you see what you see? Now, my vision was developed in the dark or in darkness. So remember Yahushua. The Lord gave, I want to say, I can't say the word revelation, insight, a spiritual insight. So when I look at what Yahushua did, he saw into several different dimensions at the same time. Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, had the ability to see the heavenly dimensions, the earthly dimensions, the demonic dimensions, and the etheric dimensions, or the astral, or the atmospheric dimensions. Yahushua had the ability to see into all five dimensions. Now, this is a supernatural ability or a super sense ability. Yesterday's show, we talked about spiritual super sensitivity or super sensibility. Hopefully, you had an opportunity to listen to yesterday's show. This is part two, if you will, of yesterday's show. So when I talk about super spiritual sensibility, wow. Brothers and sisters, this is otherworldly. So when I say otherworldly, many people are walking around and they have spiritual blinders on. And since they have spiritual blinders on, they can't see in the five etheric realms. And since they can't see in the five etheric realms, they are flying blind. And they're bumping into the wall. And they're hurting themselves spiritually. And they're hurting others spiritually. So how do we develop our spiritual vision so that way you have 20/20 spiritual vision? Well, the way that you develop your vision is in the dark. And so how do I know what I know? It's because I spend time in the dark developing my spiritual vision to see. Now, you don't volunteer for it. It's a gift that's based upon your position. So your ability to see is determined by your position to see. That again. Now, brothers and sisters, this will change your life forever. Please wrap your brain around this. Please. Brothers and sisters, your position determines your view. Let me give you an example. Really, really, really important. I got to speak slowly so that way you can understand, because many people are suffering needlessly because they're out of position. So if I'm hiding behind a vision, if I'm hiding behind a building, I'm camouflaged, I'm in concealment, so that way you can't see me. So my position behind a vision, behind a building, limits my vision, does it not? Let's say, what if you're blindfolded? What can you see, physically speaking? Brothers and sisters, your position limits your vision. So if you are in the wrong position, you're going to have the wrong vision. You can't see. So let's say I go into a ditch. I dig a 8-foot hole. I jump into that ditch. Now, in the military, we would dig what they call a foxhole. So the bushmasters, those were the guys, these were the 0211. So in the Marine Corps, if you were an 0211, you were an infantryman. You was a bushmaster. These were the guys that killed you with one punch. We didn't have time because we had to go through so many people. You didn't have time to wrestle with nobody, fight them, take their gun and all that stuff. No, you gotta kill quick and effectively and move on to the next guy because you outnumbered 10-1. So we was in a 5-man squad. So a fire team, we was called a fire team. So as a fire team leader, when you have a fire team, you got 5 men dropped in behind enemy ground, and you got 5 people, and you got to take out 500 people. You know how many people you got to kill? And how quick? So your strength was in the fact that you were small, you was quick, and you was undetected. Nobody could see you. That's what made you effective. Spiritual vision is the ability to see without being seen. But the question is, how do you get spiritual vision so that way you avoid being a spiritual orphan? Now, everybody listening to this show, you either have a spiritual vision or you are a spiritual orphan. Now, a spiritual orphan, in the Marines, we made a lot of children orphans because we killed their parents. Now, this is a military, you know, they sugarcoat it now, and it's all fluff. They got commercials now. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. Every military organization, I spent a lot of time in the military. Military is, you don't go to the military to get education. I hear young people tell me they're going into the military because the government promised them a free education. You might want to reread your contract, homeboy. You might want to reread your contract. If you, especially if you're in the Marines, everybody in the Marine Corps is a rifleman, is a bushmaster, is a infantryman or woman first. Now you got a secondary MOS, military occupation specialty. But if it hits the fan, you are thrown in there and you have to fight. But what makes Marines effective is their vision. And the thing that makes Marines have vision is their recon. Now, we talked about JADE-HAM 15 that's coming up. JADE-HAM 15, the more I look at it, it's a recon mission. That means that they're coming down to the South and they are gathering intelligence for further missions, for future missions. So JADE-HAM 15 is not the real mission. Probably, could be, but I don't think so. It's a fact gathering so that way they can see when they come back the second or the third time. So spiritual vision is developed when you gather facts. How do you gather facts? You got to be dropped into the enemy lines. Okay, Houston, we got a problem. See, everybody wants spiritual vision, but nobody wants to be dropped behind enemy lines by which to develop that spiritual vision. So when I was in the Marines, we was a five-team member. We was a five-team. I was the squad leader. As the squad leader of the five-team, you was dropped behind enemy lines, and you had to gather intelligence. What did they do? How many of them was it? Where did they keep their weapons? Who did they get their weapons from? How do they get their intel? How do they know what they know? In the military, it's no different than being, you are a soldier. You are either a warrior or a worrier. Let me say it again. You are a warrior or you are a worry. People who worry, you worry because you don't know. You ever know that you're not concerned about stuff that you can see? I've never seen somebody worry about money that got millions of dollars in the bank. I never see somebody worry about sickness when they just came from the doctor and they got a clean bill of health. People who worry are people who can't see. So if you are spiritually concerned, it's because you can't see. You can't see because you don't got no intel. You ain't got no intel because you ain't been behind enemy lines. So I get my spiritual intel because I've been behind enemy lines. Now, when I worked in the corrections, I was a member of the cell extraction team. Now, the cell extraction team is a five-man team. It's interesting that all of these members of all these organizations that I've been a part of in these elite organizations, they always have five-man teams. It's interesting because the Bible is five dimensions. It's interesting because the name of God is five letters. It's interesting because there is five books inside of the gospel. It's interesting because there is five letters inside the DNA. It's interesting because there's five dimensions of the atmosphere. It's interesting because they made a movie called The Fifth Element, five dimensions. Everything deals with the law of five, the number of five. That's how you see. Spiritual vision. To develop 2020 spiritual vision, you got to go behind enemy lines and get some intel. And so if you're not willing, my brother, then remember, your spiritual vision is only given to you based on your position. So if your position, again, if I'm standing out in the middle of a firefight, I can see everything, but I am vulnerable to attack. So I got to conceal. I got to hide behind a car, a tree. I got to dig myself in a hole, a foxhole. I got to conceal myself so that way I can see without being seen. Spiritual vision. Spiritual vision is the ability to see without being seen. Otherwise, you become a spiritual orphan. Now, brothers and sisters, this is really, 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 really important. A spiritual orphan is someone who has or who is spiritually disconnected from the Father by demonic forces. A spiritual orphan, again, a spiritual orphan is a spiritual condition in which a spiritual person lives on the outward side of the presence of God. And that results in an internal conflict because of an external viewpoint. Let me say that again. There are many spiritual orphans that are spiritual orphans because the conflagrator killed your spiritual father, killed your spiritual mother. Now, I became a spiritual orphan. How did I become a spiritual orphan? I was a licensed and ordained minister. You guys have heard this testimony. I've said it 1,000 times, so I'm going to give you the condensed version. I stopped tithing. I decided that I needed to spend some time studying. The pastor, the elders of the church called me in there. I was like elder in training. I was over, you know, you guys heard the story. Joined, you know, became this, became that. Went over the sound, went over the youth department. Became, you know, an usher, became a deacon, became a licensed and ordained minister. I just got promoted to be an elder, and then I stopped tithing. They called me in and said, hey, as a leader of a member, why are you not tithing? Well, if you're not going to tithe, we're going to need you to step down. Well, why are you going to step down just because I stopped tithing? Well, as a leader, we need you to set the example for the other people. And so I said, well, you know what? I don't think that's fair, but I understand. So I took off my collar and I gave it back. And then the next week I go to the grocery store, and I see Elder so-and-so, my best friend, we were like brothers. He walked past me like I was a ghost. I said, hey, Elder, Elder Blank, how you doing, man? What's up, homeboy? Sorry, Brother Will, but Pastor said we can't associate with you any longer. What? Why? Well, Brother, he just said that you're not going on with the program, and all I know, we can't talk to you, man. Bye. And then I ran into Sister So-and-so. I used to keep her kids. Her children and my children played together. We went on picnics. We went camping. We went fishing. These were my friends. And I saw them in the grocery store because I stopped tithing. Now all of a sudden, the pastor said, you can't talk to me. So you disconnect me. You look at me like I freaking got leprosy. I felt like a spiritual orphan because I was abandoned by my spiritual family. I thought they were my spiritual family. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 says it this way. Romans 8, 15 says, the spirit you receive does not make you slaves. So you go to church, you receive a spirit that makes you a slave. Don't believe me? Stop tithing or stop going. Stop doing the rules and the regulations of your church, brother. Stop doing the rules and regulations of your church, sister. Watch how quickly you get orphanized. Romans 8:15 says, the true spirit of God does not make you a slave. So why are you jumping through hoops? See, slaves follow the orders of their master. Go against the orders of your Reverend Dr. Bishop. I triple dare you to do it. You ain't no spiritual. You're a slave. But I'm not no slave. See, Romans 8:15 tells me the spirit that you receive from above does not make you a slave, so that you live in fear. Again, rather, the spirit you received brought about adoption to sonship, by which you cry, Abba, Father. You see, brother, you see, sister, the true spirit of God makes you a son and a daughter. It doesn't make you an orphan. It makes you an orphan of this world, but it makes you a son of God. But if you are a spiritual orphan, you've been abandoned, homie. You've been abandoned, homegirl. See, the true value that God the Father places upon us is that he paid the price, not the Reverend Dr. Bishop, to restore you. So here's four things you need to understand today, quick, because you're running out of time. You're taking spiritual gunfire. You are being bombarded mentally. They plan, you know, you are being mind-elfed as we see, as I speak. Therefore, you are under what I talked about yesterday. So, remember, the battle goes on in the mind. And so the enemy is attacking you mentally. And so your spiritual vision, because you're in the wrong position, you can't see. So I developed my spiritual vision. I have 20/20 spiritual vision. But how did I get it? By hanging out with the Cosmic God Tour. Nobody want to go, everybody want to be Daniel, but nobody don't want to go in the lion's den. Everybody want to be Jonah, but nobody want to go to Nineveh. Nobody want to hang out in the belly of the whale. Everybody want to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but nobody wants to go into the fiery furnace. So I know, I was talking to a good friend of mine, and you know, it's hard, brothers and sisters, because if you don't understand, your vision makes you an orphan. Let me say that again. If you don't understand your vision, your strengths, it makes you an orphan. It makes you, the devil use your strength to condemn you. Because how do I know what the devil is going to do? Because I used to be a devil myself. So the thing that makes me good is the thing that makes me bad. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum has the potential to swing to the right. Your gift, your strength is your flaw, your weakness. Spiritual vision is understanding that and not condemning that. Let me say that again. Oh, I know that a lot of you guys, I'm getting ready to lose you if I haven't lost you already. Everybody beating themselves up because this morality game. That's your spiritual vision. Don't believe me? Do a study on the messenger of Satan. I was going to call today's show that, but I lose everybody because nobody understands what that means. I triple dare you to just go to Google and just type in the word messenger of Satan and just click on any of the websites. Now, those are the dumbed down versions, but that's better than nothing. I've already done the show. I recommend that you listen to the show that I did that talks about a spiritual thorn. Read it, brothers. Read it, sisters. Again, 2 Corinthians 12:7 tells me why you have to stay in the dark, why you have to be bad. Now, I know you don't understand it. A lot of people don't understand it. It's okay. It's okay. See, I have to understand it. I cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. I can't afford it. Let me say that again. I cannot afford the luxury of one negative thought. See, if I go bad, it's bad. If you know what I know, and if you go bad knowing what I know, like the Bible says, if you, having tasted of the goodness of God, turn away, you trample the mercies of God afresh, anew. There's no hope. There's no hope for me. The demonic devices, the yokes of bondage, the yoke of darkness, the demonic weaponry, I see what nobody else can see because I'm in a position that nobody else is in. Now, I'm not the Lone Ranger. There's other people that's in my position as well. But what we see from my position, because first of all, what makes me a Master Teacher 33? Did I just wake up one day and decide to be a Master Teacher 33? What makes you, if you're number 11, if you're number 5, number 8, whatever your life path number, how did you get it? What did you do? What did I do? Did I volunteer to be placed in this position? No. This is my lot. This is my share. This is my destiny. So now, just like Paul, when he asked the Father, let me read it. 2 Corinthians 12:7. Because of the surpassing greatness of revelation, for this reason, for what reason? Because I'm black? No. For what reason? Because I'm 5'5"? No. For what reason? Because I got a PhD? No. For what reason? Because I'm an ex-Marine? For what reason? So that way I can make money? For what reason? For what reason, brother? For what reason, sister? Why are you a bad guy? Now you praying and you fasting, you crying, you blowing snot all over the place, you turning over chairs, you beat yourself up every day, you walking around broke, busted, and disgusted, you angry because of the fact that you are a bad guy. Let me tell you why you are a bad guy, brother. Let me tell you why you are a bad guy, sister, for this reason. Don't take my word for it. Read it yourself. Please, I beg you. I am sick and tired of broke down Christians who should be giants and they walking around like spiritual midgets. Man, you better square your chest back. You better look yourself in the mirror and you better look them demons in the eye and say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil. God has given me the power to trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy. How much power, brother? Oh, just 2/3 of it. Oh, just 3/4 of it. The devil is a liar. There's no demon in hell that has power, more power than my father. Now, I don't know who you serve, brother. I don't know who you serve, sister, but I know whom I serve. I know because he says he made me a joint heir. He made me a royal priest. He made me a holy nation. He justified me. He sanctified me. He glorified me. I don't need no certificate. I don't need no blankety-blank degree from no blankety-blank school. I don't need your approval. It is for this reason. And don't you ever forget it, because the day that you forget it is the day that you are a spiritual orphan. See, I thought that my ordination papers came from the Reverend Dr. Bishop. So when the Reverend Dr. Bishop took it, because I stopped tithing, I was a spiritual orphan, and I damn near put a bullet in my head. Came real close. On January the 1st of 2009, I was going to commit suicide. Why? Because the church didn't love me. Man, are you serious? You talking about a spiritual idiot? That was me. See, I don't talk about stuff that I read in the books, brothers. Everybody I know blowing smoke up your skirt. I'm not going to blow no skirt. I'm going to tell you the truth. Yeah, I'm a bad guy. I've seen bad things. I've been to bad places. I still do bad stuff for this reason. And you better know for what reason you in the desert. Otherwise, you will forget. You are a secret. You're like a double agent. You're a spiritual double agent. But sometimes, you know, a spiritual, if somebody can go undercover, remember that movie Deep Cover? Well, old boy went undercover. He stayed undercover so long that he became a bad guy. He thought he was a bad guy. He ain't no bad guy. He's a good guy undercover. That's you. You are undercover. But you forgot that you're undercover. You ain't no, really? You ain't no serpent seed. You ain't no loser. You ain't no sinner. You're a child of the king. You better brush the dust off your feet, homie. Square your shoulders back. Look the devil in the eye and tell him greater is he that is in the world than he does in me than he does in the world. Why? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations. Let me overstate it again in the King Jimmy. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Somebody write this down. You need to say this every day for the next 21 days until it get in your spirit so the devil can stop lying to you, so that way you can stop being a spiritual midget, so that you can, you right now, you're spiritually nearsighted, or you spiritually foresighted. You need 20/20 eagle eye vision. So in my organization, Club, I take chickens and I remind them, you ain't no damn chicken. You an eagle. You've been down here with the chicken so long, you think you're a chicken. You an eagle. Get up off your feet, man. Stop pecking for the crumbs off the ground. Eagles fly high, they look low. Chickens don't even look up. You ain't no chicken, you an eagle. So King Jimmy says, 2 Corinthians 12, 7, "At least I should be exalted above the measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." That's why. Because of the greatness of the revelations. You see, the stuff that I know, brothers and sisters, I could really have an exalted opinion of myself. And I could start smoking the wrong Kool-Aid. I started drinking the wrong Kool-Aid. And I could actually start thinking that I am God's gift to the planet. I see and I know a part of human nature that most people don't know exists. You ever work in a supermax prison, boy? You ever work in a supermax prison, sister? You ever went, I was telling a good friend of mine just this morning, I used to go into the house of the head of the Mexican mafia here in San Antonio, Texas. The head of the Mexican mafia. Not no general, not no lieutenant, not no foot soldier. And I used to sit eye to eye and watch people come in and treat this man like he was God. Tremble in his presence. Kiss his ring finger. Wash his feet. This was a man in a wheelchair. Anybody could, I thought, could slap him upside the head and take his lunch money. How did this man have so much power? And he was handicapped. He couldn't even walk. He controlled the entire Mexican mafia. What made him so powerful, brother? What made him so powerful, sister? Vision. His vision. When you walked into that man's presence, he knew what you was thinking before you thought it. How did he know? Spiritual, in this case, demonic, or human experience. That fool had been in the dark so long, he could smell a rat before the rat knew he was a rat. He knew who was on the take. He knew who he could manipulate. This man would wait 25 years to plan and implement it. 25 years just to stick another man in the back. You talk about planning and patience, that's vision. Now, that's a negative vision, but you need that same type of vision. You need the patience, and you need the ability to implement the plan of God and exercise patience. Patience is a virtue that many of us don't have because we don't have a vision that implements patience. See, when you have true spiritual vision, you know that it's not you, lest any man should boast. It is God. Hebrews 5:14 it speaks about this phenomenon. God gave revelation concerning a particular ideal. This is what I call super sensibility. The ability to sense or to feel in multiple dimensions at the same time. It's found also in Hebrews 5:14, and I'm almost out of time, so I'm not going to be able to read the scriptures. Also, Ephesians 1:16. Please read those when you get a chance, which again, I just read Ephesians 1 when it's talking about the spiritual wisdom. Do not seek giving thanks for you while mentioning you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that your eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that way you will know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of his inheritance in the saints. Let me read Ephesians 1 in the King James as we close. Excuse me. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16, and I'm closing with this, just about out of time. Again, under the new format, brothers and sisters, I'm just whetting your appetite with at least 30 minutes. If you want to hear the entire broadcast, it's available at the website, again, at cost. So what I am doing moving forward is, again, this is message one of a 10-part series. So this is part one. If you would like to purchase the other 9 parts of 10-hour series, again, go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says Spiritual Vision and a spiritual orphan, and listen to the entire series. So no longer, again, for the last 5 years, I've been giving away the milk, so nobody needed to buy the cow. Hell, I've been giving away the entire cow. I did the series on Salvanus. That was like a 12-hour series for free. Well, I'm not doing that any longer. I'll give you an hour, maybe two. And for the rest of the 8, 9, 10 hours, again, I can continue to do this, then I cannot ask the Father or look for different streams of revenue when the Father has already given me one. So if I'm giving away my wealth, hey, that's on me. See, nobody has a problem. All of our problems exist from a mismanagement of our energy. We got misapplied and mismanaged energy. No one listening to this show has a health, wealth, or wisdom problem. You have a misapplied and mismanaged energy problem. And so, as you guys know, I don't like making mistakes. And when I do, I admit it and I correct it. So it's not nobody, it's not your fault that I've been giving away the milk and the cow. It's my fault. And it's not your fault to take the milk and the cow. If somebody's going to give me the milk and the cow, I'm going to take it too. But if it's milk, if it's something I really want, I have no problem paying for it. None. When I go to Walmart, I don't want Walmart to give me nothing for free. But if they do, if I walk up to the cash register and you don't ring it up, hey, God bless you. I'm not going to tell you to do how to do your job. So you guys shouldn't have told me how to do my job. It's on me. Took me a while to figure it out, but I figured it out. That's the reason for today's show and the current format that we are under. So again, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16, King James. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Again, we see this story, Paul, asking for something that I call spiritual vision. So that way you don't be a spiritual orphan. Without spiritual vision, you are a spiritual orphan. Verse 17, Ephesians 1, verse 17, very important. That the God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Spirit. Now, the other verse says a Spirit. Big difference. King Jimmy says the Spirit, meaning it's only one. A Spirit means more than one. The Spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of Him. How do you get it? How do you get 20/20 vision? God of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not Jesus Christ. The God of Jesus Christ. Big difference. Big difference. Now, I'm not saying that you don't pray to or through, but I'm saying just like my door, when I come to the door of my house, I do not stop at the door and worship the door and say, Almighty door, how great and powerful art thou. I open it. The door is a tool to get me into the house. The door keeps stuff out. It also lets stuff in. The door. Yahushua says, I am the way, the truth, the life. A lot of people worship the way, the truth, the life. Nothing wrong with that. The door is attached to the house, but the door is designed for you to open it. John 10, what does it say? He said that he is the shepherd, for that way you can go in and out, and find green pastures. Notice you don't find green pastures unless you go in and out of the door. That's what John 10:10. Read it for yourself. Don't believe me. This is what this says too. So you don't get wisdom or revelation by the door. You get it from the Father of the door. Now that's a contrary to your theology. I understand. But that's the difference between good and great. Oh, brothers, you can come to the door. You can worship the door. God bless you. Or you can go through the door and come into the mansion and kick it with the Father. Totally up to you. But if you want spiritual vision, read Ephesians 1:17 again. That the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. No, in the knowledge of His Son. Notice not what He said. He said the knowledge of Him. So you got the Son. You worship the Son. You hang out with the Son. You praise the Son. No problem. Knock yourself out. As-salamu alaykum. God bless you. Shalaykum salam. But I thank you very much. I'm going to hang out with the Father. Why? That's where my wisdom comes from. That's where my revelation comes from. That's where my knowledge comes from. Because that's what it says in the scriptures. Why? I actually read them. And then Ephesians 1:18 says, King James, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know, not believe. You want to believe? Hang out with the door. You want to know? Hang out with the Father of the door. You want to believe? Hang out with the house. You want to know? Hang out with the builder of the house. Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know, not believe. That you may know, not believe. That you may know. See, I'm a spiritual knower. I'm not a spiritual believer. Thank you very much. That you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. Everything that you need to know is in the Father. But you get to the Father by walking through the door that we call the Son. That's where your vision is. And guess where your vision is? It's inside of your calling. That's your position. So if you are hiding behind the wrong vision, you have the wrong vision. I said position. I said vision twice. If you're hiding behind the wrong position, you have the wrong vision. Let me say it again. What is the vision of a chicken? Let me just ask the question. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the last thing I'm going to say. I know I said this earlier, but I got to say this one thing. Please, it's real important. A chicken can look up, right? Now, what are the eyes of a chicken? You know, the chicken's eyes are on both sides of the head. Chicken can't see right in front of them. So a chicken rotates his head. Now, the eagle's vision is pretty much the same, except the vision of the eagle is 5 times sharper than a chicken. Now, from the chicken's point of view, a chicken's point of view, what can he see from his vision? From his vantage point, what can he see? Brothers, sisters, please, what can the chicken see? He can only see on his level. He's on the ground. A chicken can see everything on the ground. Now, let me ask the question. What can the eagle see? Same vision, different position. From the eagle's vantage point, the eagle is miles up in the air. Do you know what an eagle can see from being up in the air versus on the ground? Brothers and sisters, please, let me say the question again. What can the eagle see that the chicken can't? A chicken is on the ground. He can only see on the ground level. Let's say there's a wall in front of the chicken. Let's say the chicken is inside of a chicken coop. Where's the eagle? The eagle is above, number one. He's outside the chicken coop. So the eagle can see that there's a wolf outside the chicken coop. The chickens can't see because there's a wall that prevents their vision. So they both got great vision, but their position allows them to see more. Your position in the kingdom determines your vision. My position as a 33 is different from your position if you're 22 or an 11 or a 5 or a 6 or an 8. What's your position? You don't even know what your position is. Oh, man. We can't even have a conversation. You don't even know your life path number. You don't even know your soul urge number. You don't even know your vision. And you want to have a discussion about what is going on in the 5 dimensions of the spiritual realm, and you want to know why you are spiritually blind and you feel like an orphan. How do orphans feel? See, I used to be an orphan. When my mom died, guess where I went? To an orphanage home. Notice I didn't go to the orphanage until my mother died. Now, I had a father. They took me out of the orphan when they found my father. Notice how I got out of the orphanage. My father. Do you know your father? Do you know your father? If you know your father, you are not a spiritual orphan. Brothers and sisters, this is scratching the surface of this 10-hour series. It is my prayer that you get your hands a hold to this vision of this audio series entitled Spiritual Vision. It'll change your life. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. also known as, used to be known as Master Teacher 33. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. The son always comes in the name of the father because he's the doorway. He's the doorkeeper to the father's kingdom. Another study for another time. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, some call him the Holy